We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb, outspoken against the dangers of drunk driving, charged with DWI following a crash near his home on New Year's Eve. Joining us now is Attorney Paul Cambria. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning to talk about this topic where it's a pretty high-ranking member out there in Albany charged with DWI, but a little bit of confusion, DWI or DUI, and which is it? So if you could help us understand the difference between a DWI and a DUI and what difference that might make for somebody charged.
Well, if you're over .08, it becomes DWI, driving while intoxicated. That's a misdemeanor. And under that, of course, it would be driving while impaired, which is a violation. So there's a big difference. With the misdemeanor, if you were convicted of that and then got another arrest within 10 years, it'd be a felony. So it's a big deal, of course, not to be convicted of driving while intoxicated.
Well, we don't know his BAC, but we do know from the Ontario County Sheriff, we know it was over .08, so that would suggest that it is DWI, right?
That's true, and typically where there's no accident in the sense of involving another car, personal injury, things that aggravate the circumstances, typically it's reduced. Unless, of course, he takes the position that he was not guilty and he wants a trial. But if it's a plea bargain situation, it's typically reduced to driving while impaired, which is the violation, and then, you know, a fine, license suspension, conditional license, things like that.
You know, I'm wondering, a judge or somebody who would be in charge of that plea and maybe reducing the what he pleads guilty to would be taking into account, whether it's the tweets, the op-eds, or anything, just days before urging people to avoid drinking while driving.
Yeah, I don't think that the judge or the DA will punish him for making speeches that, you know, turned out to be a little hypocritical. I think that he should be treated like anyone else who would be charged under those circumstances. You know, the public opinion will deal with tweets and other, you know, other preaching things that don't turn out to be applicable at home.
You know, this is a high-profile case, Paul, involving a government leader. You've represented defendants, you know, in high-profile cases. Are they under more scrutiny?
Well, of course, you know, there's more media attention. I mean, there's probably, you know, there probably have been 50 arrests like this over the weekend. This is the only one you're going to hear about, unless there was a serious injury or something like that. So, you know, there'll be a lot of scrutiny. People will be looking at whether or not, you know, he's given particularly lenient treatment. I doubt any of that's going to happen. These are fairly routine where they're not aggravating circumstances to be reduced.
The Ontario County District Attorney is appointing a special prosecutor in this case. Do you think that's a good move?
Well, it is a good move. This way they can't say that, you know, any favors were done because they're political allies or whatever those factors might be.
Are we looking at another situation where a plea deal could in some way involve his office of, you know, stepping aside, taking a step down, or at least making some sort of very specific statement?
Well, there wouldn't be anything mandatory. He's not going to lose his position, his elected position, because of a, you know, ultimate violation conviction, or even if it was the misdemeanor. So I don't see that here. I mean, whether or not he pays the penalty at the ballot box is a different story.
How long does it take these cases to go through the courts?
Well, you know, you can make it happen in one night. You could do it at the first appearance. And so typically that happens at the first appearance or the second appearance. So it's not a long process.
Hey, another topic, if we could. We've been talking a lot this morning about changes that went into effect yesterday regarding cash bail and no more cash bail for certain misdemeanor crimes all across New York State. Now, there's been a little bit of conflicting ways of viewing this. The district attorney says he supports the idea, maybe believes the law needs to be tweaked a little bit. How are you, as a defense attorney, viewing this law as it pertains to cash bail?
Well, I like it. It's along the lines of what's happening, what did happen on the federal side. On the federal side, basically, the law had been changed, and it's designed not to have people who shouldn't be held in custody pending a case because they're not a risk of flight. I mean, everybody, and I heard Flynn this morning, agree that, you know, bail isn't supposed to be a punishment, and a lot of people see it that way. It's just supposed to secure your appearance in court. So a lot of low-level offenses, people with good roots in the community and so on, there isn't much risk that they're not going to show up in court. So why burden the taxpayers with incarcerating them for a few, you know, for a few weeks until they get to court? So that's really what it was designed to do, and also to have people who really don't have financial resources not be punished because they can't make bail because they don't have money to make bail.
Do you think this is a good move then for New York State?
Well, it is, and I do see where the district attorney and others think that maybe it's a little bit too liberal, but there are exceptions, a lot of them. It's a very complicated statute. You know, I was doing a piece on it yesterday, and there's a cheat sheet, so to speak, which has two sides to it put out by the Bar Association just to try to understand the law. But in the end, I think it's going to work out the way it should work out. And people who are at risk will be bailed or they'll be incarcerated, and those who aren't won't be.
All right, Paul, we always appreciate the insight. That's Paul Cambria, attorney, joining us live, talking a little bit about the cash bail reforms that are going into effect or did go into effect yesterday and what might happen with the Assembly Minority Leader after his DWI arrest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.